right. We continue to struggle to develop any consistency. We're not very good on offense, but this past game, we couldn't run it, we couldn't throw it, and it's hard to be in the game when that happens. Offensively, we were poor on third down and couldn't generate anything in the red zone. We were down there twice and pretty good field position, couldn't get anything done. So we got to try to figure out how we can do that. And in my mind, it's the running game because that's been the bright spot offensively. And we have to be able to run the ball, and we couldn't do that yesterday. They handled us up front, and that was the main reason as I looked at it. Defensively, we tried to hang in there, but gave up too many yards rushing. They gained too many rushing yards, and I thought that we were below average on third down because there were some third downs that if we were able to stop them, we could get off the field, help us in a field position battle, but we weren't able to get that one done. The only thing there is defensively we didn't allow a touchdown. Special teams, the punter did a nice job, and he gave the defense good field position all day, really. And like I say, some of the times we took advantage of it, other times we didn't. So as we go into this game on Sunday, I talked to him about every week being a different week, every game plan being a different game plan, the matchups being different matchups. And so that's what we're going to evaluate. That's what we're going to do and see if we can play a lot better on Sunday. On the injury standpoint, Javier has an ankle. I think Javier will try to go if he can. Abe Elam still is nursing his quad. It should be getting better. It's been getting better every week. We'll see where he is. Russ Hoogsting with his back, and we'll see where he is with his back because Elam and Hoogsting didn't make the trip because of their injuries, so we'll see where they are. Lilja, after a game, you know, his back is an issue, and so we'll have to monitor him during the course of the week. You know, Flowers got hit in the chest, but he came back into the game, and he finished it, so I think he'll be okay. And then Brady had some ribs, and they're evaluating his ribs to see what they look like, and we'll know a little bit more later on tomorrow about that situation. But, you know, he stood in there pretty tough, took a beating, basically, and so we'll see where he is as we prepare for next week. So with that, I'll open it up.
Coach, do you have is it difficult for you to keep your eye on the day-to-day operations and not think about your future? Or does that enter your thought process at all, your own future?
Oh, my future. Hey, I've been in this business a long time, and I know that the future is the next game. And so that's the one I'm concentrating on and seeing what I can do to try to help us win the game. You know, and if we win the game, we'll see what happens down the road because I have – the only control I have is trying to win a game.
A brand new and the back, I mean, that's just going to be something that's going to have a risk in
there. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to deal with that every week, you know. And I dressed him, but didn't play him, basically, because of the back. He was available if I needed him. And so we'll see how it goes from week to week.
Is the only issue with quarterback the physical capability of Brady, or is there any thought here with two games to go of trying to give the young guy a look, Ricky Stanzi, or not?
Well, there's a possibility. You know, like I said last week, there's a possibility we'll have to see what happens, and I mentioned injuries being one of them, so we'll see what Brady looks like, and then we'll make some decisions and go from there.
If he's hurt, does it automatically matter when you compete with Stanzi for the job?
We'll decide, depending on Brady's situation.
Are the Raiders just a bad matchup for you? They haven't had much luck in slowing anybody else down, especially on the ground, but they seem to be able to handle the front against you guys.
Yeah, you're right about that. The two games we played them this year, they have handled us, handled the front pretty good, you know, in both games, in the game here and the game out there. And so I would have to say that they're not a good matchup for us.
Did you think about getting Jamal involved more? Nine carries just doesn't seem like enough for that capability.
Well, you know what, when you look at the game, first down, you got a minus one. So now, then second down, do you go another minus one or maybe plus one, or do you throw it to try to pick up some more yards? And we were in field position, wasn't great anyway, because we were always starting at the minus 20. And so we were choosing to throw it to try to get more yards. And it just so happened that when we threw it, they were on top of us. And so now we had negative plays. And then the game kind of gets out of hand because you get behind and you kind of think that the only way that you're going to have a chance, the best way for you to have a chance is to throw the ball. And so we end up throwing the ball more than we ended up handing the ball off. Now, some people would say you should just go ahead and run it all the time. But when we have run the ball and we were in the games, you know, how that goes, you're in the games, you still lose them. Now everybody says, well, why don't you throw it more? You need some chunks. You know, so you walk a thin line in trying to figure out what's the best way to play. And many times the best way to play is the way that generating some success for you. And so we didn't have any success in the running game. We didn't have any success in the passing game. So, I mean, it's probably it's tough either way.
You guys have a fourth and one, and Dexter runs a half-yard pattern. How come he didn't extend that route to get the first down?
Well, because he got jammed by the defensive back, jammed him, and kept him from extending that pattern. And so that's why it was only a half-yard pattern. You know, if he hadn't gotten jammed, it would have been a pattern for a first down. That was the way it was designed. But the defensive back jammed him and flattened him out, and so then the ball came, you know, and so he caught it, but he was short.
Coach, with the Colts coming in, can you kind of talk about the spoiler mentality there in the hunt for playoff contention? Is that something that crosses your mind of, hey, we can maybe spoil their season with potential loss, or does that play any impact into your game plan?
No.
I'm
not worrying about being a spoiler. I'm just trying to win a game. You know, and I don't care who it's against, or I don't care what their situation is. I just need to win a game. And if I can win a game, I can feel better about myself and about this team, you know, knowing that we can get something positive done.
What was the confusion with Loja and Quinn when he wouldn't snap the ball and Quinn was calling for it down in the red zone?
Well, the double silent count. We had a double silent count. And so Quinn wanted him to snap it quickly because he saw that the time was running down. And Lilja was operating on the double timetable. And so he looked back at him and then looked up and then looked back again. And then by the time he snapped it, the clock had run out.
So basically you never got from LeBray to the second stop.
Well, correct. I mean, Brady gave the second stomp, but he wasn't looking when the second stomp came.
You tried to target John Baldwin on several occasions. Has it been surprising to you the lack of separation he's been able to get? He's get defensive backs draped all over him when you try to throw it to him.
Well, that seems to be the problem with all our receivers, against the Raiders anyway.
And what growth or development are you hoping to see from Baldwin for these final two games?
Well, I hope to see him be able to separate when it's needed, be able to execute the game plan the way we need it executed. And if he can do that, then I think that we'll see more production.
Near the end of the first half, the Raiders had that illegal touching penalty mm-hmm. that you declined. Because that would have been five. That would have put them back 5 yards, right? What made you decide to decline?
I think it was a first down play, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and so then I'd rather have the down and make it 2nd and 10, and so that's what we did.
You'd rather take the down rather than the distance down.
Uh-huh.
Well, you said you want to win, feel better about yourself. What's been the wearing effect of this season, not just on the field, but when you add the off the field? What kind of a psychological toll does a season like this take, even for somebody who's been in the game as long as you?
Well, you know what? We're in this business, and we're in the business to win because that's how it's kind of counted by your one-loss record. And when you're not able to win, you always wonder about yourself, about what do I need to do more, what haven't I done, and, you know, those kind of things. And when you try different things and you still don't win, you know, it kind of wears on you a little bit. But you know you're going to play on Sunday, so you have to put that best foot forward and try to get that win because that's the only thing that will make you feel better, like I say, about yourself and about what you're trying to get done.
Are there private moments that eats at you?
Nah. They're private.
Pardon?
They're private.
Last question.
Even if Brady is healthy, can you see yourself playing Stansy for a series or two the way the Raiders did with Pryor against you guys?
You know, I generally don't get into hypotheticals, so I'm going to wait and find out what his situation is, and then I'll make my decision.
Thank you.